You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, come on in here. Get in here. Because we are ready to go. Actually, we're not ready to go because we didn't been through it. We're both exhausted from what we were doing yesterday and all of that. And then we have to come in here and slave over these hot microphones after what we've been through.
I'm not exhausted.
But first, before we get in... all of that, and I know one thing you never get tired of, and that's contradicting me.
I'm just not.
That's
I'm,
one.
Because I'm saying I'm not tired.
Jody, please, let's just talk about Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture.
Let's do, because it makes
Actually,
me happy.
Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress now.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Furniture and mattress.
Okay.
Love it. Love it.
Jody, what's your favorite thing about Sweet Dreams?
The people that I deal with in there, they are so nice and kind. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them.
And the furniture they have is spectacular. If it weren't, we wouldn't have it in our living room right below where we're talking to you from. I mean,
true.
That's how close we are to it.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Like, I could jump off of this. And
why don't you show the people that you can do that?
Why don't you show them?
So, yeah, Sweet Dreams has all of the mattresses and all of that stuff that they've always had.
Mm-hmm.
The best when it comes to the latest in sleep technology and all of that comfortable stuff. But they have the furniture that is just as spectacular and comes with the advice of their team of designers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're focused now on Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress instead of Mattress and Furniture. They've still got all of the stuff that can make your home look beautiful with the great team and the delivery service.
Yeah.
They can serve the entire Charlotte area. So if you're in that area of Charlotte, North Carolina, then they can serve you. They can serve you furniture, food, probably, if you wanted that. They'd
mm-hmm.
serve you that
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just great.
Yep.
And if you go to their website... it is, you can get there by going to acetj.com/mattress, acetj.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Okay. So, Jody, you're not tired.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I am, and it may be because I didn't sleep well because my travel mm-hmm. snore machine didn't work.
I think that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, because we
terrible.
Didn't go to bed that late.
Mm-mm.
But I think it was your machine was messing up.
Well, what we did is we went to Small Town Adventures this weekend mm-hmm. in Greenville, South Carolina. Now, I know Greenville is not a small town. We've kind of had to fudge that a little bit sometimes,
yeah.
Calling it the Small Town Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But we can still do that. And then, I mean, we've done Small Town Adventures in Charlotte, and that's a big
yeah.
city.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the name of it. Whatever.
Sometimes we go to small towns. Sometimes we go on adventures. So,
well, they're always adventures.
Yeah, but just sometimes it's not a small town, but it's yeah. still an adventure.
Mm-hmm. And Jody's been sick, so that's why we didn't do a show last week because she milked it as much as she could.
I was sick for 10 days.
Hmm. And, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
He's so sweet.
So we didn't do one last week.
Mm-mm.
And that was mainly for the viewing audience, as opposed to just the people who listen to the. Yeah,
you're such a butt. No, it was because I was blowing my nose every 5 seconds, and nobody wants to see that.
No.
No. And you didn't want to be near me.
I still don't.
I know. You're so weird.
So we said, okay, well, we're going, we'd been planning this one for a while, mm-hmm. to go to Greenville, yeah. South Carolina, because it's such a cool place.
So cool.
And we have to spend the night because it's about a little over 2 hours from where we live. Mm. And right, we didn't want to be, you know, driving home late and all of yeah. that stuff. So as we're getting ready to leave, Jody goes, I'm going to try my best to make it the whole way. I'm going to try to hang with y'all the whole time. I'm going to try my best. Meaning that she still may not be feeling up to it and all that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as soon as we got in the car, she was doing and going. It was like, you know, she had never even said, I may not be able to do the whole thing. A few hours later, she's kicking her leg up in the air,
having
and
a good
dancing.
Time. I had a couple of espresso martinis, which I needed a little kick to get me going. It was delicious.
You mean the kick from the caffeine in it?
Yeah.
The espresso?
Yeah, because I was dragging.
Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't last long, the dragging on nope. your part.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to keep up with people.
Oh, yeah. And it's all work. It's all part of the job, you know.
Yeah, and we saw a really sweet listener who mm-hmm. stopped us on the road.
Yeah.
She was very kind.
What happened was is that we were walking down the sidewalk, and there was a protest going on, and I got in it a little bit and had a, you know, some words with one of the protest, a couple of the protesters or whatever. And Jody was mad. Mm-hmm. And so we're on the sidewalk and she's, you know, yelling at me for going back and getting in the middle of it.
Let me back up. Okay. I totally understand you going to say what you needed to say. I get that you just could not shut your mouth and you had to go back and say something. I got it. It's dangerous. This world is dangerous, and I was concerned for his safety, and I'm yelling at him as he's turning around, walking back, screaming his name, and he's not looking back, so I didn't leave. I stayed on the corner, and he went on about his business because he got a little hot-headed and had to get back there and go do that. There was no need in that.
Hmm. So anyway,
okay, that's part
of it. She's making a trailer scene like a...
It's not...
Just a full-fledged, like, they're redneck meltdown.
Redneck, okay.
Like, mm-hmm. lost all sense of mm-hmm. sophistication.
Mm-hmm. A time he was being ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
So, this woman standing on the sidewalk goes, oh, my God, that's Jody's voice. And turned around, and she was a fan of our doings. And she was from the Columbia area, mm-hmm. I think, and in Greenville for a hockey game between mm-hmm. the South Carolina Gamecocks and the Clemson Tigers.
Yes.
And her name's Paula. Hey, yeah. Paula.
Hi, Paula. She was dressed so cute.
Mm-hmm. And she recognized, that's how loud and obnoxious Jody was being in public.
She did.
That somebody said, oh, my God, who is that woman melting down?
That's... I told her I was sorry that she had to see it, but it was the real world. That mm-hmm. I was ready to choke you.
Yeah. So, in other words, Jody made the whole thing about her.
Well, how?
By causing a scene. And
you caused the scene.
I didn't cause. There was a scene.
I gotta go back, and he's.
There was a.
He's
there
going
was
back.
A scene,
like, what are you gonna do?
There was a scene already caused.
Well, and you had to go get up in
it. The main thing I wanted to do was observe. I do a political show, mm-hmm, Jody. Mm-hmm. It's called TJ's Political Show. One thing I wanted to do was get the experience of witnessing that firsthand and kind of being a part of it so I'd know what to talk about. I could have that to talk about on my political show. What are you doing?
You had hair on you.
So then I just happened to yell at, you know, the one group of protesters, couple things. There were other people yelling things.
Things that you didn't need to be yelling.
Whatever. Anyway, the woman is named Paula, and she's nice. And
Hi, Paula.
She recognized Jody's voice because Jody was acting like Eunice from Mama's Family. They're screaming.
Well, I was a concerned wife.
Jody did something very cute, though, over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yesterday while we were out there. We recorded this podcast on Sunday, so... this all happened yesterday, which would have been Saturday. We were in a place that that is called Smoke on the Water. It's the name of a, it's a barbecue place and a bar and all that. It's super, super cool.
It's nice. And by the way, at least 10 of your listeners told us to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So we did.
Yeah. So, what was I saying?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh, we were watching the, they had a NASCAR truck race on the TV there. And my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael are all into the racing world. I mean, Jenny's dad is big in dirt track racing, and he's given a bunch of famous NASCAR drivers their start by when they were young, letting them drive his sponsor cars and dirt track and all of that stuff. They're just a they're in the race business, racing business, not the race business, the racing business. And she is close friends with two of the drivers of the truck series. They're brothers. Their names are Tanner and Taylor Gray. And they were both racing yesterday while we were watching it. And so Jody and I don't know anything about racing, really. Mm-hmm. And I found out yesterday that I know a lot more about it than Jody does. Because Tanner Gray was running at the top of the pack. I mean, he was up in like third place or something like that. And Jody was like, look, Jenny, Tanner's doing well. Look. And then Jenny said, yeah, but he's about to have to stop and get tires. He needs new tires. And she said that a couple of times. And finally, Jody goes, well, I mean, he knew he was racing today. Why didn't he get tires before he started? If he needed new tires.
I swear. I saw a minute. I was like, I kept thinking, why does she keep saying that? He knew he was going to be in this race. Why didn't he tend to
before
he got out there?
New tires and, on his race truck.
Oh, my gosh. That's not what you say to people in racing.
They probably go through.
Wait, is that what a jack man does?
Yes, he jacks up the car so they can switch tires because the tires wear out really fast.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how many sets of tires they go through in the race, but it's several.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he should have gotten his oil changed before the race.
I forgot I said that.
He should have. Should have made sure
he
got
to all the things. Yeah, his windshield wipers,
his inspection sticker. Should have gotten it all.
Check the air. Ha! Yeah. I mean, and when I said that,
the whole bar erupted. They're like,
no, I didn't know.
All right, we got more coming up.
TJ and Jody's house.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome back to TJ and Jody's house, where I am tired and Jody is not. And did you already eat lunch when we got back in from the road trip?
Yeah.
See, I have not. I haven't eaten anything.
What?
We had a continental breakfast at a fancy hotel, which I didn't know they had continental breakfast at fancy hotel.
I didn't either.
But it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jody came in and made herself a sandwich.
Starving.
While I set up all the equipment and got everything ready to record the podcast.
Oh.
So if my stomach starts growling, that's why. Because I've sacrificed a meal to get everything going.
That's nice.
So we spent the day and the evening in Greenville, South Carolina, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody had been sick. And I avoided, I didn't avoid her as in just left her, you know, if she needed something, I wouldn't go around her or anything. I just haven't been up in her face or eating or drinking after her or anything like that.
No.
And then you got mad at me last night when you grabbed my drink and tasted it. And then I said you could have it. I gave it to you after that.
I know. Because, I mean, your little friend Jenny, she was drinking after me. She was fine.
Well, that's her.
It's been 11 days, and you're...
But you were complaining just that morning, saying you still didn't feel right.
I was tired. Yeah. I've been tired.
Well, first of all, she came in saying, I feel better, but I don't have any energy. I can't. This is what would happen when I would come in from work during the week.
Uh-huh.
And that's not like her at all. She's Miss Up and Around and always
I'm
busy
a mover
and running
shaker.
And trying to control every aspect. of the world. And then finally I said, I know that she's very sensitive to any type of medication.
Yeah.
And I said, are you still taking NyQuil every night before you go to bed? And she said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's probably what it is. She's so sensitive to medicine that two NyQuil caplets or whatever they're called keep her in a state of trance.
It's weird.
For the entire day after she takes it at night.
Mm-hmm. Like that whole next, well into the afternoon of the next day. I can't handle it.
Yeah, but.
But I had to have it. I couldn't breathe. I was, and I needed to sleep. So it did knock me out. But I would just force myself in the mornings to try to open my eyes. And I was like, this feels horrible. Horrible.
So then that fixed that problem. She didn't take it at night anymore, and then she was fine.
Got off the NyQuil.
But yeah, I mean, if you're just saying in the morning that you don't know if you're going to be able to make it through the whole day of activities, then to me, you would still be considered sick.
Yeah. I think, too, you know, when you're at home like that for that many days, because I think in probably 10 days I went out two times. Once to the grocery store, and then I think another time to the grocery store. And I think I got in a rut when I sit in the house. It makes me feel even worse. I don't know. I just was not in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look like a good spot on the couch.
I know.
It's the same spot you were in for 10 days.
That was weird. Mm-hmm. That's not like me.
It's really not.
Mm-mm.
Because, I mean, I usually don't even know where she is.
But, hey, I had not been sick in over 3 years. So, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But I think subconsciously you're trying to get me sick.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Ooh, I just touched your microphone, too.
Ew.
Gross. Gross.
Uh-huh.
But one of the videos that we made from Greenville... I'm sorry, Greenville, was a video Jody didn't know was being done.
Right.
And, I was videoing her from across the table when she was having one of those espresso martinis that she was talking about earlier. So she was,
coconut.
It was her first, it was your first, drink of the day.
Yeah.
And you had just started on it, so you weren't drunk, no. But she was just sassy. You know, you put that martini glass in a woman's hand, and that first sip of it is just like, okay, now I'm on a soap opera. You know, I'm back in the 80s on the show Dynasty.
Oh, God.
I got a martini glass in my hand. So she started explaining who our daughter was meeting last night. She was meeting a reality star. Reality show star, mm-hmm. And she was explaining some of that, and I just started videoing it. And who are the people?
She from Vanderpump Rules. She met Tom Schwartz.
Okay,
last night in Nashville.
So people like Schwartz.
Yeah.
They don't like Tom
Sandoval.
Okay, so we were getting an explanation of that.
I should have known because Michael goes, "Tell me again," and I'm thinking to myself, why is he asking that?
But that is something Michael would ask. He always, handsome husband Michael, yeah. Always is interested in what everybody's saying.
Yeah. And
or
he was
acts
wondering
like
the,
it, yeah. Even if he's not.
He was wondering the big deal, you know, about her meeting him. Her and her two friends.
Daughter, Lainey.
Yeah. They went to meet him. And I haven't gotten the lowdown. I just got pictures. I don't know everything.
So it was, it was sassy Jody and what some people didn't know that side of you that you're just like, and he's a, and he
oh, I did
like
call him an ugly word because he's ugly. He's, yeah.
Ugly like unattractive
no.
Or ugly as in?
Mean. He's mean. A narcissist.
Okay.
Big time.
Not Schwartz.
Nope. Sandoval.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of over all that. Anybody that's watched Vanderpump, that was a whole big thing, you know, where he cheated on his girlfriend, Ariana, and da-da-da-da-da. I'm kind of sick of hearing about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore, and it's time to just let it go and everybody move forward. Yeah. But I don't like him.
But I don't want anybody thinking that I posted that video of you and you didn't know anything about it. Like, it was something that you didn't know I did, and then I posted it. I showed it to her and let her watch it and all after I secretly videoed it. Mm-hmm. And then she was fine to put it up on the social medias. And was it you or little friend Jenny that said to tag those other people that you were talking about? You said tag Ariana and tag Schwartz.
Uh-huh.
So... Oh. They're going to be your friends now.
They are not. They are not.
They're going to be like, you tell them, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm.
They know. People know that watch that business.
But you don't really see that in women, how they get a different attitude when they're holding a martini glass?
Well, not only that, I love, that was, as they call it, a Jody place. And that was a Jody place we were at. It was so, everything in it was fun and music was good and... You said it was too loud.
Yeah, it was too loud.
It wasn't. It was fun.
It was loud with the roar of people talking. Not music wasn't loud.
Why is a microphone like that?
Well, because you had it over your, like, to the side of your mouth like this.
Oh.
And you just.
Can I move it in?
Yeah, you can move it in, but there. Just talk into it.
Okay.
Not to the side of it. Well, I get it, because this is the first one of these we've ever done.
Well, you keep messing with it.
I know, because you keep, it's like this on your face. Oh. And you're talking to like this on the side of it.
Hmm.
So anyway, what? Oh, our daughter met this guy.
Mm-hmm. Schwartz.
And how old is he? 41. You say he's like 40 something.
Yeah.
But these young 20-somethings, evidently they love him.
They do.
But she doesn't like him like in a crush on him kind of way,
no,
does she?
She thinks just he's thinks cute he's, and sweet. Yeah.
But she
her roommate has a crush on him.
But I know, but our daughter doesn't look at him and think, oh, he's so hot. I want to go out with him and that kind of thing.
She thinks he's cute.
Yeah, because she does have age limits, right?
Well, I don't know, because she does think hot. As Craig from Southern Charm, and he's 30. He's got to be probably late 30s. I don't know, but she definitely thinks he's hot.
Okay. And I know she thinks Mark Wahlberg is hot, but I mean, like, normal people. Like, if she met a guy that she wanted to date, isn't 40 too old or 41 too old? Oh, yeah.
She thinks 30 is.
She does?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. She thinks that's pushing it.
Okay. Well, good.
I don't know why.
I'm just saying, I'm glad she wasn't out throwing herself at some trashy reality TV star.
She just thought it was fun.
Who's old.
That's what she should be doing. She's in her 20s, living it up.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I was just double checking to make sure.
She's not trying to run off with Schwartz.
That he hadn't captured her heart.
No, he has not captured her heart.
Yeah, I'm glad she's happy doing all that kind of stuff.
Me too.
I'm glad she's.
I love it.
She's having fun. She's got a good job.
Yeah.
She's, you know, the whole thing.
Yep. Living her life.
I just miss her being a little baby, though. That's
all. I know.
Mainly for selfish reasons, because that would mean I'm still young. If she was still a baby.
And that we are not.
No. No.
Nope.
And maybe that's why I'm feeling it today, because my snore machine malfunctioned last night and now I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you were pretty quiet the whole way home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everybody was except you.
I wasn't talking.
Oh, yeah, you were just
boy
talking.
No, I wasn't.
All you ever do. All right, so we got some... looks like maybe a few used
I do have to show
partly used dollar store finds,
dollar store treasures.
So we'll get to that next. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Can you believe it's almost March already?
Oh, it's crazy. February went fast.
You know, it always seems like February goes faster than the other months.
January is, drags.
But always February, it seems like it goes way faster.
I know.
You know, at least a couple days faster than the rest of the months. It's just like it's over. You get it? Because it's a shorter month.
Well, not. It's got an extra day in it this year.
Still shorter than an average month.
Yeah, true.
So anyway, we got some Dollar Tree treasures.
We do.
Here. And I know that I've already enjoyed some of the Dollar Tree treasures.
So, because I knew we were going on our little road trip, I stopped in there because these people can't go without snacks.
And you know, that is so Jody.
They cannot go without a snack.
She is just always thinking of things like that. Let's make a snack bag for the trip.
I do. And it's not even for the car. It's because when we get back to the room or house or whatever we're staying in, you and your little friend Jenny are always wanting a little snack. Okay. So I went to the Dollar Tree. And first of all, I got this cute little bag to carry it in. See?
Cute.
And then... Sorry, a lot of these are used because I ate them. But this was, we don't need that. This was all the snacks. Look at all the snacks in there. Bugles. Oh, did you try that?
Twinkie, I guess I did, yeah.
Twinkie flavored popcorn. Look at that.
Twinkie.
Sweet tarts.
And it says it's new.
Birthday cake flavor marshmallows, obviously.
Somebody ate those.
A lot of these were eaten. These Zaps.
This is a Louisiana brand of potato chips.
Oh my God, he has a little Mardi Gras hat, I just realized. And the Voodoo Bugles. I didn't get into those.
No.
I mean, Cheez-Its. Anyway, all these snacks and the bag was like $18, which is really good. I mean, yeah, look at all the snacks.
And can you eat the bag?
And look, big old thing of sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Michael likes those.
And so does Jody.
I do. Michael and I like the same foods. Sweethearts. You know, those are mine.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't open.
Nope.
Okay.
So anyway, that's cute. Let me see. I don't know what else I have here. This might not be an exciting haul, as they say, because I don't know. I went in there. There's a lot of Easter stuff, but I'm just not ready to break all that out yet. So I needed some folders for my office and some cute, like little, like these were so cute. I love the colors. See?
Mm-hmm.
Put important papers. Cute.
Right.
And then, I got you these. I have these, and they are so great. It's an all-clear multi-surface cleaning wipes, citrus scent for your car.
Hmm.
And you can keep these in your glove box.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I use them on my body? Are they just for...
I mean, you can, but you might get a rash, but go ahead. Try it out. And listen, we love these toothbrush covers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive. Like in the store, I think they were... Oh, there's upside down. Like, what is it? Probably almost $6 for two of these. Well, guess what? Found them at the Dollar Tree. $1.25.
Oh, that's cool. That right? Looks kind of like a...
Got a blue one and an orange one.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then I got...
We have these,
and we needed a few more for the other bathrooms. I love these soap savers that you put the bar soap on in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you get two in a pack. Love those.
And that was $1.25, or was this $5?
$1.25. And then I got this headband. I'm debating about if I'm going to wear it or not. But isn't it cute?
Why would you not?
I don't know. I just have to see.
Is it for a child?
No.
Oh.
It doesn't say it.
I didn't think so.
But it's cute. But I want to know if it's going to hurt my head. They have a lot of cute hair ties and headbands and clips.
And it won't make your hair fall out?
Fall out?
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I hope not. I don't know. But, oh, it's bendy. So it might not hurt my head. See?
Now, when would you use that?
Right
would
now?
You wear that somewhere?
Right this minute.
Or when you're just putting on makeup and stuff?
No, I'd wear it somewhere.
Really?
You don't like it? Okay,
no,
maybe not.
No, I think it's great.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to hurt my head.
Are those real pearls in it?
Yeah. For $1.25.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And then...
Love it.
So, I've been using this Neutrogena... it's a serum, a night serum, because my skin's been real dry.
Yeah.
With the weather. So, I was walking through there, and they had this that says it's comparable, hydrating gel cream, and it's compared to Neutrogena Hydro Boost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same consistency.
But it didn't say it was a close comparison. It just said it was comparison.
It's the same consistency.
I mean, I can compare myself to Denzel Washington, but...
Oh, it smells good. Smell that. Smell it.
Yeah.
You scared to try it?
Try it on what? I don't need any moisturizing on my skin.
Oh, that's for true. Ooh.
I'm already early.
And then I got this just because I wanted to. An under eye massager.
Yeah. Oh, I wish you would have gotten that sooner because I just booked an under eye massage.
Oh my God, you're such a dork.
For an hour next week.
And then hydrating hand gel. And it's compared to Neutrogena as well.
Well.
It's got the same ingredients as what it's saying. Don't be dumb. All right, anyway. And then, and I got some soap, a bar of soap that I thought smelled so good.
Oh.
Oatmeal and verbena.
What does oatmeal smell like?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, obviously it does. Or is it just got oatmeal in the soap?
Oatmeal is extra skin soft.
Okay. So that's not one of the scents then.
No. The verbena.
Because if oatmeal has a scent, it's usually, it comes from cinnamon or something that's in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that smells
clean.
Is it a bath
soap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
I know.
Because I like lemony smelling.
Yeah. Vegan.
Oh, well, good. We can eat it.
Plant.
We're vegans.
Plant-derived scented soap. You can use it.
I'll use that.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on my,
see?
One of these here.
Yeah.
I'll put it on right there, and it'll save it forever. It'll never go away.
So those are all the treasures for today. Put it up there. That was okay. Cute.
Mm-hmm. All right. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
That is it.
I wonder how long this podcast has been today. Because my little friend Jenny said that it has to be 38 minutes.
Because she used to work out and listen to it. She listens to it on Saturdays.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we hit 38 minutes this time. But,
what are we at?
Oh, I don't know. We're at the end is where what we've got.
Nothing else you want to talk about?
Nope. I'm going to go take a shower with that lemon soap and then put my toothbrush in one of those things.
and then
go clean my car.
And do you want to do the under eye?
No, I'm already getting the other under eye massage by the professional.
Okay.
You know, kind of got a kink in there.
Are you really getting ready to go to bed?
Huh? No, I got work to do. I got other work to do. This is just, my day's just starting, Jody.
Yeah, it's a lot going on around
starting.
Here. A lot.
All right. Well, thank you for watching. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you. Goodbye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.